This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
Two guys, Nicholas and Ian, who produce podcasts for Joy, and this was actually brought to my attention by Chris Tate, our program manager. And I'm going to let you guys explain to our listeners exactly what you do and why you do it, because I'll probably get it wrong. Go for it, guys.
Hi. Yes, on the show. So we're Nicholas and Ian, and we're based out here in Singapore, and we run this podcast called Queercast. And basically, Queercast is an LGBT plus podcast that is focused on issues in the region. And what we do is really we sort of aim to tell stories that educate and entertain.
We started the podcast just because we saw a bit of a gap in, like, you know, local regional content, like, you know, queer Asian topics.
So obviously, you know, a lot of countries in the region are not what I'd call very friendly to our community. You know, Malaysia, Singapore, China, Japan's probably not so bad. The list goes on. What's the response been? And, you know, do you guys have any difficulty when you're doing this? Do you get an unhealthy interest from the local officials, perhaps?
Well, you know, so far, you know, the response has been great, really. I mean, everybody that, you know, we've reached out to really has been really responsive and really sort of, you know, eager to be interviewed. But you are right about the situation, across the region, you know, places like Indonesia, where, you know, we are increasingly seeing a more conservative slant across the island, or at least hardliners are coming out of the woodwork. We had, you know, canings in Aceh with the two gay men, and also the raid on a bathhouse in Jakarta. In the rest of the region, you know, there are sort of some worrying signs, but there are also sort of, you know, a lot of great things that are coming out. Take, for example, you know, the most recent Seoul Pride. So we're interviewing someone next week about his experience at Seoul Pride, and he told me that, you know, at this Pride event, there was 85,000 people. I mean, that sheer number alone shows that, you know, there is, you know, some bright spots in the region, basically. And the region, once again, is really, really large, and, you know, And there are so many diverse cultures and different societies that exist within sort of the umbrella term of Asia, really. So, you know, we can't really definitively say that, you know, oh, okay, like the rest of Asia is like getting really bad, when really, you know, the reality is a little bit more nuanced, right? What do you say, Ian?
Yeah, I mean, if you had to sum it up, it's very much a gay rights cha-cha. It's two steps forward, and then one step back, and then two steps forward again, and then one terrible step back.
Yeah, we certainly know that in Australia, although I hope we've made great prides. Thanks for all strides, I should say, and prides. Thanks for your work. It is an incredibly diverse region. Do you find, Seoul Pride and having such a great response there, does that lift other communities in the area to lift the spirits, but also see changes in policy or changes in attitudes? So working together closely has been important.
I think yes, you know, I think that it definitely does send ripple effects throughout the region. Take, for example, you know, Taiwan, and, you know, it's the parliament has recently sort of passed a bill to sort sort of paved the way for marriage equality in Taiwan. And that was such a monumental decision and such a, at a great time in history. And that sort of, I think, would spur on, you know, other grassroots activists or community organizers in the rest of the region to want to work towards that change. Because, you know, it then, that moment basically sort of, you know, illustrates that, you know, it is possible in Asia. It, you know, despite, you know, all the sort of, you know, common arguments of, you know, it's going against Asian values. Oh, it's not really something that we do. This is a very Western idea. Taiwan has shown us that is all possible. However, you know, having that inspiration and taking that idea and then, you know, going out and executing it in your own country is still very much different, because each country then faces its own kind of, you know, political structure and sort of legislative barriers, really.
What's the, in terms of, you know, the issues, you know, they're so broad. If you had to rate a country in Asia that was the most tolerant in terms of raising these issues, I know it's a hard call, but which one would it be? Is it Taiwan?
What would you say, Ian? I'd say at this point in time, Taiwan is probably the most progressive. But of course, there's also some other countries around the region that will be surprisingly progressive. You know, for example, in Southeast Asia, Vietnam was actually one of the first countries that almost legislated same-sex equality at one point. And, you know, you wouldn't think of Vietnam as being a place that is very LGBT-friendly, but there it is. And, of course, there's places like Thailand and now Korea, which is also, I think things are changing there, but there's also, again, two steps forward, one step back.
Yeah. So if our listeners want to hear your podcasts, how do they do that, guys?
Well, there are a couple of ways you can do that. So you can always pay attention to our Facebook page. You know, you can find us on Facebook at Queercast, Q-U-E-E-R-C-A-S-T. You can always find us on Joy, definitely. Our link is joy.org.au/queercast, and you can always go there to download the podcast or subscribe to us on iTunes.
Look, I think it's a great initiative. You know, we have a very large Asian community in Australia, and it's good to see. And I look at the podcast stats and I see where, you know, the regions that people are downloading the podcasts. Mm. We actually have a guy in Russia who downloads Saturday Magazine every week. But I don't think Vladimir knows. But it's good because this is getting the word. It's getting the word out there. I think it's a great initiative, and Nicholas and Ian, I want to thank you, and I encourage our listeners, joy.org.au/queercast, download them, listen to them, spread them around, share them with your friends, and for all our listeners in Asia, you'll know how to make contact with these guys if you want to talk about some issues or just talk about what's going on in your country. I think it's a great thing.
Hee.
Yeah, so drop us a message on Facebook, and we hope to hear any comments, feedback, suggestions, your hate mail, you know, whatever it is you want to send us.
Well, look, we have run out of time, guys, but thank you for that. And obviously when we podcast this, we'll put all the links in there so people can know how to download them. Keep up the good work. I think it's a great initiative and really appreciated. So have a good day.
For listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.